in 2021, I didn't know how to deal with my feelings of constant, like, racial anger. Just, like, I was so angry, like, all the time in 2021. And actually, like, I was having a really hard time communicating with his parents, who are white and much older. And because of that, like, I cut off relationships with them because I was, wow, like, I could not see them eye to eye. Any, like, little miscommunication on their end, I took it as racism, straight up. Yeah, wow. And we weren't on speaking terms for all of last year. I couldn't speak with them. And mind you, my partner and I were dating for now, like, 5 years. So we've been in a long-term relationship. Yeah. And imagine just, like, based off of, like, this fuel and anger, which is valid in some extent, but in another way, I didn't know how to express it in a healthy way. So I started going to therapy after that. And then I went through somatic healing and I realized, like, wow. Like, when we are constantly in fight, flight, or freeze response, we can think, or just myself, like, I can think that anyone who disagrees with me is the enemy, or I need to, like, either fight them or run away. So just learning about the body and learning about, you know, just going to therapy first and foremost, has allowed me to see a different perspective than just, like, my traumatized, like, traumatized, activated nervous system mind. Yeah.
I love all of your Instagram posts and social media posts because I can see how your transparency and healing process is reflective of what you post. Like, it made me laugh as, like, another former I am a Filipino woman. But when you talked about when your mom criticizes your body and your entire identity, but then she buys you new shoes, like, I didn't understand why she was doing that. I think that your ability to capture the nuance in, like, a social media post and a piece of artistry, like your Pinterest stuff, your Instagram stuff, it really does show, like, what being able to be real about what's inside of you can do. Can you tell me about, like, the beginning process of that as an artist, of what it was like to just be in the raw in a therapy room and, like, unpack that?
Yeah, like, in therapy, like, talking to a therapist. Yeah.
Like, what was that like? Had you ever been, like, super raw and honest like that before?
I think I've always just been, like, especially after college, because in college I was just drinking a lot, smoking a lot. And I think that has really, like, my college experience made me mask a lot. Like, I needed to be a certain somebody to be cool enough, to be accepted enough. And I think when I got laid off from my job 2 years out of college, it was in 2019, I really just started to unpack generational wounds. And I realized, like, at the base of my being, I don't like being put on a pedestal. I don't like barriers of communication. And I just really love being honest with people. I started going to therapy in 2019. And it was hard. It was hard because going to therapy for the first time, you're asked questions that maybe you've never really thought about. I remember my therapist, my first therapist, he asked about, like, my dad and my mom. And I couldn't talk to him about that. It was so uncomfortable. And he told me this analogy. He said, you know, going to therapy is like taking a water bottle and, like, having a bunch of sand at the bottom of the water bottle. And then you go to therapy and you shake the bottle and all the sand is, like, going throughout the bottle. Like, you know, So he says it's really important to do aftercare and all of that. But yeah, I think now, like, it's been 2019, my therapy journey was, like, 3-4 years in the making. It's helped me just be comfortable with knowing that vulnerability is our superpower, we won't really be able to heal and get to the nitty-gritty if we're not comfortable expressing that this happened to us. Like, that was a big thing in my journey, recognizing that in order to connect with other Asian Americans, I had to be okay with being really vulnerable. Otherwise, to me, like, it just doesn't feel as genuine, or it doesn't feel as authentic. And I like to just tell this to people, which is, I'm not the type of person who, like, meets someone and talks about, like, what's your favorite color, or, like, how, like, you know, I've always been the type of person that just wanted to ask people, like, how is your heart doing today? Oh, like, how are you? Oh, you're not doing great. Why? Like, why is that? And getting to the nitty gritty, because I think nowadays, like, cultivating very authentic relationships requires vulnerability and honesty.